Welcome to A Light for Today from the Light of Christ Community Church in Lehigh Acres, Florida. The message entitled, The Spirit in Our Midst, is given by Pastor Bob Geckler. A Light for Today from the Light of Christ Community Church in Lehigh Acres, Florida.
And please be with me in the spirit of prayer. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts together be acceptable to you, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Do you feel a spirit among us today? I sure do. It is, of course, Pentecost, when we celebrate God's gift to all of us of the Holy Spirit. Personally, I'm very glad that for the most part we have gotten away from the term Holy Ghost, as the word ghost seems to have some very negative connotations in our culture today. We don't hear a whole lot about nice, friendly ghosts. Well, except for Casper the Friendly Ghost. Now, Casper and I got to be buddies when Katie was growing up, as her Casper stuffed animal was part of the bedtime routine for us. So that has sort of a special place in my heart. But more often when we hear about ghosts, we are far more likely to think about haunted houses, Halloween, and strange happenings. There likely are evil spirits and ghosts around us, and they may cause us harm or lead us astray. And that's something the Bible speaks about quite a bit. The spirit that came upon the believers at Pentecost was no doubt rather frightening at first, but was by no means evil. Just imagine tongues of fire appearing and coming to rest on their heads. That would surely scare me. But these were not consuming fires, but rather the power of God being manifest before their very eyes. They were given the ability to speak in languages they didn't even know, so that those gathered would hear their own native tongue being spoken. Some, perhaps many, of those around doubted that this was anything more than a bunch of drunken guys jabbering away. Today, it isn't much different when we speak of God, that some hear and receive, and others think it to be nonsense. As we heard in our reading from Genesis, God didn't like the way people were trying to build themselves up, rather than worshiping and building up God's kingdom. And so he confused the languages throughout the world. I have to admit that sometimes that seems difficult to understand, since it would seem to make it more difficult for people of differing cultures and nations to hear and accept each other in their varying ways. But God did so for good reason, even if to us, it isn't always clear. Think about this. Had World War II taken some different directions, the world may have been unified under one regime. But that wouldn't have been a very good thing. Maybe God did know what he was doing after all. Indeed, one of the blessings here in Lehigh Acres is the great diversity of peoples and cultures in the community, and for the most part, getting along and accepting each other quite well.
Right.
The prophet Joel, in about 400 BC, saw Judah ravaged by locusts and had a very apocalyptic vision of the end time being near. He called for repentance, and as the people did so, his vision turns to one of the Lord pouring out his Spirit on the people and the restoration of Israel. Peter sees this vision fulfilled in the pouring out of God's Spirit at Pentecost. This Spirit allowed the disciples to speak to a diverse group of people and be understood. This same Spirit comes to us today and throughout history as our advocate, our friend, our guide. We call on God's Spirit when we pray, that we may have that presence in our hearts and minds. Think about that. It's powerful stuff. God's Spirit in us. That same Spirit that enabled the disciples to speak enables us in so many ways to also speak, whether we are speaking in words, in music, in actions, in caring and praying, in mission, or any way that we serve in Jesus' name. Amen. The Spirit gives us the ability and the inspiration. The Spirit also gives us comfort and strength when we are feeling down or feeling weak. This little group, gathered as Light of Christ Community Church, has taken on a monumental task here in Lehigh Acres. Gathered by God's Spirit, we are here to embrace people of varying cultures, backgrounds, and lifestyles that most other churches in this area don't welcome. The Spirit doesn't pass judgment and doesn't call us to judge either. We are simply called to welcome and to love as Christ, who sent the Spirit, would love any who came to him. Amen. That Spirit can lead us and others to a life of repentance and service, and to live as God has called us all to live. All we need to do is welcome that Spirit in. In the words of a hymn writer in the late 800s, "Come, Holy Ghost, Creator blessed, vouchsafe within our souls to rest. Come with thy grace and heavenly aid, and fill the hearts which thou hast made. Come, Holy Spirit, come." Amen. Amen. Please be with me in prayer. Lord Jesus, you promised to send your Holy Spirit to the disciples, and that Spirit came with power and glory. Send that same Spirit to us now, that your Holy Spirit may dwell in our hearts and minds and lead us to do amazing things in your name. Amen.
You have been listening to A Light for Today from the Light of Christ Community Church in Lehigh Acres, Florida. The message, entitled "The Spirit in Our Midst," was given by Pastor Bob Geckler. Our church gathers for worship and fellowship Sundays at 12 noon in the choir room of the First Presbyterian Church, located at 60 Bell Boulevard in Lehigh Acres. You can contact us by email at locc.lehigh@yahoo.com. And now may the love and grace of our Lord Jesus dwell within you.